Two Fab Friday here on the Ralphie Radio Show, where we check in with TwoFab.com's managing editor, David Kaplan. We're going to talk a little Jersey Shore after all the premiere was last night, right, sir?
Yes, it was. It was kind of crazy to watch.
It absolutely was. Did pretty well in the ratings, too, right?
Yeah, it did really well in the ratings. Everyone's very happy about that, obviously. You know, there's so much excitement about it this year because there was going to be, you know, the new person, Dina, was on it. So that got everyone very excited to tune into it.
Yeah, and she wasted no time last night kind of getting involved with everyone. With all of her fellow castmates, with all of her housemates. It should be interesting to see how that plays out throughout the season.
TwoFab spoke with DJ Polly yesterday before the show aired, and he was saying that, like, oh, she fits in right well, you know, with this risk of the cast. He really likes her. But it was sort of funny, so you get the impression that, you know, she was very calm. But if you saw the episode, she really started in with, you know, the other cast members. She was calling them names. She was really, like, fighting a lot. And I think one of them, I think it was even the situation, was like, are you the new Angelina? So it's kind of interesting. She's definitely there to cause some trouble.
And at the same time, you heard Ronnie say, I'd almost rather have Angelina back, so.
I know, right? and he was fighting with her, so it was really crazy. I was sort of surprised that she was such a polarizing figure, because I thought that she would be a little bit tamer. You know,
absolutely.
What I mean?
First episode, too, you know what I mean? I mean, first episode, she's already getting naked and getting wasted and the whole nine, so I mean, if that happened the first episode, who knows what's going to happen the rest of the season.
I know. I thought maybe she was trying too hard, that she thought she maybe had to be like for the first episode.
You know what? I agree. I think probably a lot of that was nerves, too. Obviously, you're going into a new household, and now, you know, these aren't just some unknown people that hang out on the Jersey Shore. These are pretty big stars in the country and throughout the world, so yeah, to go into that house might have been a little intimidating for her.
Yeah, no, there's definitely a lot of egos involved, because you can even tell when they're sort of speaking, they're basically always calling out each other's egos, but it's like, you know, the reality is they all have the egos,
right?
Because now they're actually like sort of celebrities, so there's sort of this like disconnect, I feel, when you watch the show with really the reality of kind of what's going on there.
Absolutely. 8.5 million people tuning in last night to watch the season 3 premiere of Jersey Shore. We're talking about it with TwoFab.com's David Kaplan here on the Ralphie Radio Show. What else did DJ Pauly D tell you yesterday?
He was also telling us that he wanted to debunk some rumors that he's dating actually Brittany Gastineau, the socialite here in Los Angeles, because they were spotted together being very cozy together and being very like romantic with each other, but they weren't, but he said, yeah, they weren't dating.
David, what's your honest opinion of the whole ordeal?
I believe it. I think they're just friends.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we'll keep up to date with it for sure. Obviously, Jersey Shore is going to be huge. Throughout the rest of Season 3, we'll keep up to date with it over at TwoFab.com, TwoFab Fridays. Managing Editor David Kaplan. Hey, buddy, have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot. See you later.